From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new Fox TV program takes rich young women down to the farm. First, though, the lead today is a single statistic, but the kind of statistic that's going to have huge repercussions for the U.S. economy, or it may. Productivity is up 9.4%. Now, we saw this figure, that's the highest gain in 20 years. We saw this figure a couple of hours before the program began today, and we thought it would be a good productivity test for our Mike Pesca to try to explain what all this means. Mike?
Well, that gets to a point, actually. When colloquially we talk about productivity, we usually mean output. You know, how much did I achieve? So how many interviews did I do today to try to get to the answer? But when an economist talks about productivity, he's talking about a division problem. It's the output divided by the number of hours worked. So because the productivity statistic is output divided by numbers of hours worked, you could actually have produced less and you could actually produce more and work less and still have a high productivity number.
Is that what's happening?
Well, I asked that question to Northwestern University professor Robert Gordon, and he thinks both things are happening at once. On the one hand, technology really did help output, while the total hours worked has been tightening. Gordon explained why that was.
We had the most drastic corporate revolution in 2000 to 2002 with accounting scandals, with stock options that didn't pay out. And never before have we seen the kind of colossal struggle by businesses to cut their costs. And so the primary cost to cut is labor, and that turns out on the other end is higher productivity when you use fewer workers.
Gordon talked about a couple of examples of technology helping make this productivity number a blockbuster.
It turns out that those faceless kiosks that you use to check in with a machine in the airport lobby are powered by the internet, by the web, not by some proprietary communication software that the airlines developed on their own. More and more we're seeing, even in my local supermarket, half the traditional checkout stands are being removed and replaced by self-checkout. It's amazing that 50 years after the invention of the computer, we're still seeing this kind of highly labor-saving innovation still taking place. Why didn't they think this up 10 years ago?
Now, here's a funny thing. We're talking about a phrase, high productivity, that seems like a morale booster. But there's another economic phrase that's floating out there, the phrase jobless recovery, and that seems pretty dire. But what Gordon's saying is that the two are so linked, they're almost the same thing. Here's what Gordon says needs to happen, and he predicts it will happen, to make the jobless recovery a job full recovery, if you will.
The jobs are being lost, these machines are replacing workers, and then it's up to Alan Greenspan and the Fed to pump up the economy, to push on demand, to postpone increases in interest rates that would otherwise occur, and allow the overall level of demand in the economy to create the jobs for those displaced workers.
As far as Gordon's overall economic prediction, well, you know how these days economists are a little gun-shy?
Well, especially after so many were caught off guard, the tech bubble of the late 90s.
Right, and yet Gordon's not exactly wishy-washy in his forecast.
Never in my memory of looking at the overall economy has a period of prosperity been easier to predict than what we're going to be going through over the next year, and that, of course, is very good for the administration.
It's interesting, though, that Gordon calls the Bush tax cuts
the most inefficient fiscal device ever invented.
And still, he says, here we are, ready to bust out.
Mike, thank you so much.
I just tried to do my job in as few hours as humanly possible.
And very productively, too. You can go home now.
Thank you.